We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student. We're on page 132, item 45, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Item 45, page 132 in Kabbalah for the Student, and you can ask questions live on CAB TV. And that light of Nefesh is called the light of the Holy Still in the world Asiya. This is because it corresponds to the purity of the still part of the will to receive in man's body. It shines in spirituality like the still category in the corporeality, whose particles have no individual motion but only collective motion, common to all the items equally. So it is with the light of Parzuf Nefesh of Asiya. Although there are 613 organs in it, which are 613 forms of receiving the bounty, these changes are not apparent in it, but only a general light whose action unfolds them all equally without distinction of details.
We already spoke about this. If there are questions, please. We spoke so much about this, what still of holiness is, and just like the still of this world. It's difficult for us, anyways, to depict it. It's above the machzom. It means that he's willing to give up all the desire that's in him and to be below the masach and the concealment and darkness, and as if he's not going to be here. Only to keep one detail, to be adhered in the Creator in a way that he is capable, meaning in the smallest manner. The higher degrees of this state are of even higher nullification, active nullification. Towards the Creator. He's incapable of doing this for the time being. But he's capable of doing this. Meaning not for himself in any way, in any form. And in still we see that we have from zero and until Ein Sof, infinity, all the forms, until it comes from the still to the corals and so on, and then it becomes vegetative. Why are there such differences between the different stills? It could be gold, it could be a diamond, it could be copper, it could be just something. It could be earth. From which already there can be the vegetative. We will learn those forms, the connection between Malchut and Bina, by the way, here. So, what are the differences between all these stills? It's to what degrees of coarseness, Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, he's willing to concede in order to be adhered to the Creator at the degree of still, which he cannot do any more than this. And then we can see this pyramid that you have, like Rabash says, you have gravel, like there's no lack in it. Diamonds, there is. What's the difference between the carbon that, let's say, we bring to the to the power station to burn, and between a diamond. After all, it's the same matter. Rather, there is a difference in the pressure and the quality. So, therefore, all these differences are in the will to receive, that are in still, upon which desire to receive he is capable of giving up everything and being adhered to the Creator, at least in the form of still. It's a very not simple degree. It starts from conquering his inclination, shutting his mouth during a quarrel, and there are all sorts of sayings, and these are all speaking of the degree of still, in which it has to do with nullification, restriction. Why are we lately asking and talking a lot about nullification? This is the quality or the attributes of this first degree. After that, there is nullification. Above nullification, there is work above this, the opposite. Okay? Yes.
Tal from Zichron is asking, the people who are considered to be the holy still, do they have a spiritual feeling?
No. There is still of holiness. This is a person that engages in what he was told to engage in. It's kind of like the version of childhood. Those people in our world are called the Mem de Kedusha, holiness, still of holiness. He receives the illumination for this because he annuls his ego in a way because he was taught to do so. And he agrees with it. He has a simple will to receive, small. And therefore he has a certain illumination from the still of holiness. It's a type of it's something that is disappearing from this world. The ego is developing and less of them are. There used to be many of them. Yes?
We too, as a group, do we undergo the same stages of the still, vegetative, animate, and so on?
We want to come to the degree of holiness.
Okay, so now on the still level, we want to unite. How's that?
Each nullifies himself towards the friends and is integrated with them, meaning he restricts his ego, his will to receive, and is willing to include within him all that is around him, and doesn't do any criticism on what's happening, rather only to be included above his ego with everyone. To be devoted to what the teacher teaches and to try to carry it out in a way that, just like that, I'm carrying it out. I'm executing what the Kabbalists write us, doesn't matter. It's like a soldier. Yes.
Yesterday, you said that everything that's happening with you, you have to see it as two networks, as if one trying to fit into the other, and behind them, when you focus the two correctly, you'll see the Creator. So what do we have to do in order to see the picture correctly now?
Right.
If we'll try to see.
What is they'll try to see? To see through the desire to receive. This is called make your inclination like his inclination, your desire like his desire. Well, we'll continue. what you are not quiet from the women's lesson, probably. Well,
scientists say that the still develops as well. There is the astronomical development, chemical development. How is it possible that it's complete nullification and there's development?
From the external force, not from within him. From many forces, different forces operating on him, and then between the stills, you have all sorts. Look, what do you associate the force of ruach to? Of wind, the magnetic forces, the radiations of different kinds. Meaning still itself has life. The atoms, the molecules, all those forms of crystals, there are special vibrations. This whole universe, other than the life that's on Earth, is still, but it's alive, if you could say so. It's not the degree of animate, but it's alive. It's constantly in motion. It's all the time, because still is not called that he is in balance. If it's in balance already, then it's the final correction. The still that is in lack of motion what does it mean? It means he maintains himself in this position and he doesn't grow. He's in it. He's in a program that maintains it in a state he's in. Now, if the external conditions change, then he must change. In order to maintain that state that he is locked on, that it is locked on. So from it, let's say vegetative changes. He changes in order to be still. It's similar to the radioactive expulsion that in order to remain statically, it has to give out all these particles. And then it maintains itself in a static manner. That's how it is. Is it? There's forces of pressure, and a volcano, it blows up. After all, it's not vegetative. But what is it doing? It's coming to excessive balance. It maintains itself. It keeps itself. It wants to stay more still, and therefore there's an eruption. Meaning there's a difference between the action, the operation, and its implementation. Meaning what its intention is. It's, you understand, these are delicate manners. Yes, Moti.
Does the still have a recognition of evil?
Still has everything. We are talking about the spiritual still. Still has everything. It's a complete special program that is part of Malchut Densof. And everything comes from still. And everything develops from still. All the minerals come from still. All the particles come from still. Without still, nothing can happen. Everything that happens in the degrees of vegetative, animate, and even human happens because of a special composition of the particles in still. You understand? How much this still is the foundation for everyone. Where does life come from? From a special combination of those parts of still, which on their own cannot connect. Still itself cannot combine them. A force from above comes, and all of a sudden, from the still, with the addition of the upper force, a certain combination and sharing of matters, which is already called the exchange of materials, is which is called life. That life is not at the expense of, still, it's the addition of light which raises it to the degree of vegetative. The vegetative receives an addition of light and raises itself to the degree of animate. And the same thing with us, the degree of animate to the degree of speaking. The addition of light, the difference of the light between the degree of animate and speaking is called Torah. That's all. Yes.
So, on behalf of the still, what does it have to do in order to become vegetative?
From still to vegetative? That it finished all its development in the 613 desires, in all of them. It is in restriction, in all it is in concession, in all it is in the maintaining and the keeping of itself to be in holiness and in adhesion. In adherence, still is in adherence. What happens with a baby, the drop of semen, in order to, for the drop of semen to enter and from it to develop, that initial contact is adhesion, it's still the still, the inanimate, that you are ready for the Creator to join you and to do this operation on you, which is called the movement towards vegetative. It's the addition of light that is very difficult to withstand. We're incapable. We don't want, just not that. To receive the addition of light and to start living in spirituality is to give up. It's above death that we can imagine. It's to start to be in everyone, to be included with everyone, without any connection to yourself. It's misunderstood. It's beyond the whole nullification.
What's more active, oneself's nullification toward the light or the nullification over the self?
The nullification towards the light. But it's like the lower half and the upper half of the same nullification. These are very foggy things, very obscure things. Yes, Machine. Well,
would it be correct to say that the matter that the Creator has created, it remains as primary matter, and the only addition is bestowal,
right?
Meaning more bestowal, more developed the matter is.
That's known to us even from four phases of direct light.
And on the highest level, on the human level, we have to willingly invite that development over ourselves.
This is called the raising of man, that only that is lacking. What is it called, raising man? That I am ready to be in a state in which the Creator will do a spiritual operation on me, and I agree for this. I agree to this. I want this. It is desirable. He only carries it out. Why does He execute it? Because so that I will have adhesion in Him. Okay? Let's read.
Item 46, page 132. Bear in mind that although the Sefirot are godliness, and there is no difference in them from the head of Keter in the world of Ak through the end of the Sefira of Malchut in the world of Asiya, there is still a great difference with respect to the receivers. This is so because the Sefirot are considered lights and kelim, and the light in the Sefirot is pure godliness. But the kelim called Kachabtum in each of the lower worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, are not considered godliness, but are rather covers that conceal the light of Ein Sof within them, and ration within them, and ration a certain amount of light to the receivers. Each of them will receive only according to the level of its purity. And in this respect, although the light itself is one. We name the lights in the Sefirot Neren Chai because the light divides according to the qualities of the Kelim. Malchut is the coarsest cover, hiding the light of En Sof. The light it passes from him to the receivers is only a small portion related to the purification of the still body of man. This is why it is called Nefesh. The Kli of Tiferet is purer than the Kli of Malchut. The light it passes from En Sof relates to the purification of the vegetative part of man's body, because it acts in it more than the light of Nefesh. This is called the light of Ruach. The Kli of Bina is purer still than Tiferet, and the light it passes from En Sof relates to the purification of the animate part of man's body, and it is called the light of Neshama. The purest of all is the Kli of Chokhmah. The light it passes from En Sof relates to the purification of the speaking part of man's body. It is called the light of Chaya, and its action is beyond measurement.
No, you need to read it again.
Item 47.
Look at the eyes of the people, and you'll see that still the material has not been absorbed within them. It's really not simple.
Sorry, item 46. Bear in mind that although the Sefirot are godliness, and there is no difference in them from the head of Keter in the world of Ak, through the end of the Sefirah of Malchut in the world of Asiya, there is still a great difference with respect to the receivers. This is so because the Sefirot are considered lights and kelim.
Meaning there's a system that's called Sefirot, 10 Sefirot all in all, and they include within them lights and kelim, and they transfer to us what we feel, meaning everything that's in me, from the smallest sensation to the greatest sensation, meaning which is the existence, how I grasp myself within the world, everything I receive through the Sefirot. Well, and
the light in the Sefirot is pure godliness, but the kelim called kachabtum in each of the lower worlds, bria, yitzira, asiya, are not considered godliness.
He says bria, yitzira, asiya, because we as humans, our spiritual image is dressed on Bria Yetzirah Asiya. We are always within Bia, not above it. But if Bia rises to Atzilut, then there's an addition.
But are rather covers that conceal the light of En Sof within them, and ration a certain amount of light to the receivers. Each of them will receive only according to the level of its purity. And in this respect, although the light itself is one, we name the lights in the Sefirot Neren Chai, because the light divides according to the qualities of the Kelim. Malchut is the coarsest cover, hiding the light of En Sof. The light it passes from him to the receivers is only a small portion related to the purification of the still body of man. This is why it is called Nefesh.
Meaning, Malchut cannot transfer a greater light, and what it transfers is enough for the coarseness of Shoresh, which is in the will to receive, to make it so it will be in order to bestow. In order to bestow of still, meaning I do anything, but I am adhered to you above the fact that I can't do anything. one motion I can't do in order to bestow. Otherwise, I would be vegetative. Meaning all the motions, all the movements I do, like volcanoes, wind, all kinds of things. I do all these movements, and it's not considered movement. Because I do all that to be in more balance and more adhesion in a way that I nullify myself. Clear? Meaning that the motion is not towards the motion in matter. Rather, the motion is towards the intention. I don't have any change in the intention. I don't have a change in what I'm capable of being in adhesion. But I make many actions and still in order to be in adhesion. And the fact is that still is constantly developing. Our universe is, until this day, until now, is constantly in motion, and this is called still. Meaning, change a little the examination, what we are calling still. Its inclination to be constantly in a status, in that status quo. But if, in order to do this, due to different reasons, he needs to change himself a little bit to maintain that same, that standard, that same state, that constant, then it'll do it. Yes. What?
Inside the still, too, there's supposed to be Naran Chaya.
In the still, of course, it's always. It's 10, not 9, and not 11, in every single detail. Yes?
So it's the more and less developed still?
From this, you will understand that also in it, there are all the different processes. And we also see this even in the corporeal still. The atoms, every particle of an atom, you'll see that also there it is dividing to many, many things until it dissipates into waves. We can't really investigate waves yet, but also over there it's truly Ein Sof. It's truly infinite things, infinite movements. Well, we shouldn't talk about that too much.
Alexei from Haifa is asking, when we correct our still part, is the still part corrected in all the rest of the worlds, and what is the complete extent or the measure of the correction of the still?
We already talked about what it is, the correction of the full measure of still in a person, that the 613 desires that are awakened in him, that he can be in a constant manner in being adhered to the Creator in order to bring him contentment, in fact that he is only still. And though before him there is still vegetative, inanimate, and speaking, he is in wholeness, in joy, in happiness, meaning there are many other things here. Spirituality is so perfect, so whole, that still participates in the construction of the vegetative. It participates in the vegetative of vegetative. After all the materials in vegetative are from him. All the juices that the vegetative receives from him. Even human lives from within the still. Therefore, he's also called, I will Adame Laiklion. I'll be similar to the upper, and Adama, which is earth, which because he comes from earth, from the Creator created him, on one hand, from the Adama, from the earth, for dust you are, and to dust you will return, and on the other hand, look to what he is connected. Meaning the still has a, I don't even have to say, it's a role that, because all the other are forms on the still. And there are additions. Just like we see that still is the foundation to all the particles and everything, so in spirituality it's accordingly. In the will to receive, in its raw matter, it's the foundation for still. From it, Shoresh the Shoresh starts in its development.
No.
Well,
the more developed still is the one that agrees to take upon itself the more changes.
I don't understand. You can say that all the rest of the forms that are above still are the developed still.
And within the degree of the still.
Within the degree of still what?
That he agrees to nullify himself to the group or what?
Upon the coarseness that's in it that grows. All the difference between the stills is that they have like a higher common weight. The number of particles are inside, meaning the size of the desire. So in this, they're separate. What's the difference between one metal and another metal and a rock and gas? The atomic mass in it. How many protons and how many electrons are in it? The elementary particles are in everyone. So how many of these particles are in each atom? That atom we call or cuprum or aurum or any other element. Any other material? What?
In our world, you can say that the still is sand, diamond, other things. One is more developed than the other.
Are you asking about spirituality or about this? Also about this, we can say it's developed or not developed. Because nature developed it. So it's not just gravel, it's a magnet. It's not just a magnet, it's a diamond. I don't know, it's a radioactive material. Look how much heaviness it has, what mass it has, that it becomes radioactive. These are very heavy atoms because they have also such particles that give out radiation and there's almost life inside. Well,
but it's considered to be less stable than a rock, suppose.
It's this against that. There's nothing you can do, but from instability, it also becomes vegetative. It's true that it's truly already not really still. The still is, there's those elements that are most stable. But that's all the difference. Well,
okay, suppose this upcoming weekend we have a congress.
Yes.
And we want to, this is the level we want to come to still.
You cannot reach still of holiness, meaning towards the Creator, if you're not carrying it out towards the friend. It's simply impossible. Yes.
So what do we have to do now? Today is Sunday, and on the weekend we're on a congress. What do we have to do now in order to be ready for this nullification toward the friend, the society?
Let's scrutinize it. How to come to still of holiness. What things we need to do upon ourselves. We'll do a workshop about that maybe today. Yes, the matter of nullification. That's the main part of still. In vegetative, it's already above the nullification. How much I'm able to do nullification in motion. It's already, let's say you nullified yourself towards the friends. Let's say in $1,000, just like that we'll say. And withstand it. And the vegetative is that every time you're giving up even more and more and more, all kinds of additions. It's, well, let it be, remain like that as an example for the time being. What, Gershon?
Accepting the opinion of the group and the teacher, nullifying yourself toward that, that's part of that development?
That still.
Is there any kind of feedback from the light? You're supposed to reveal the love of friends. What's the feedback to know that you're really doing the work? Or
Meaning you want to know whether you did it or not. What's the sign? The sign is that you receive the opinions and the desires, thoughts of theirs, and you, but you differentiate. It's not that they're controlling you. You receive all their image, thought, and now you start, as you're absorbing this and receiving this, afterwards you start cataloging it. With what do I judge now? With what tools, what am I judging myself and them, and connect the things, or differentiate between them, or rule this over that? With what program? How can I now implement my reception or my connection, the right conglomeration of myself with the environment? From where can I be certain that my scrutiny now, me compared to them, in desires and thoughts and opinions, will not lie to myself or be disillusioned? Or how will I be an expert? Expert, which was like an artist in an analysis, in scrutiny, to know exactly with what tools I am checking. As long as I will be neutral, and then I will check. Let there be before me things that are even false things, I don't care what. But so I will be as the right scrutinizer, the right analyzer, with all the different discernments. And then you need the Creator. Yeah, there's no choice. A person needs the Creator under the condition that he sees he has everything other than one thing. I don't know how to approach the matter. I'm not certain from what angle I'm looking, what's controlling me, who is saying this way in me and that way in me. Meaning the question is about myself. And then that's already a good state. A very uncomfortable state, because it's very confused, very dizzy, because you're already not looking outwards, and it's not important to him what he sees already, but he himself doesn't know what internality is inside him, from which he looks and decides and measures, weighs. So, until the third writing comes and determines for him. Well, we'll continue to read.
Item 47. In Paltzuf Nefesh, which man, when attains through engaging in Torah and Mitzvot without the intention, there is already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there. And when one strengthens and keeps Torah and Mitzvot with the desired aim, he purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive, and to that extent builds the point of Ruach into a Parzuf. And by performing the 248 positive Mitzvot with intention, the point expands through its 248 spiritual organs, and by observing the 365 negative Mitzvot, the point expands through its 365 tendons. When it is completed with all 613 organs, it rises and clothes the Sfira of Tiferet in the spiritual world of Asiya, which extends to him a greater light from Ein Sof, called the light of Ruach, which corresponds to the purification of the vegetative part in man's body. And all the items of the still vegetative inanimate in the world of Asiya, related to the level of Tiferet, aid one's Potsuf of Ruach to receive the light from the Sfira of Tiferet in all its entirety, as was explained above with the light of Nefesh, because of what is called holy vegetative. The nature of its light is like the corporeal vegetative. There are distinct differences in motion in each of its elements. So, in the spiritual light of vegetative, there is much strength to shine in unique ways for each and every organ of the 613 organs in Parzuf Ruach. Each of them manifests action, power related to that organ, although with the extension of Parzuf Ruach, the point of the next degree above it extended from it, a point of the light of Neshama which dresses in its internality.
The essential difference between vegetative and still is that one, just like in still, he is born in spirituality. In vegetative, he receives the program of development, implements it. He starts, meaning vegetative is the still of the program. The renovation in the degree of vegetative is that he starts to grasp the process that's here in the creation, the changes from state to state. This is the main thing, that there's a difference between the two states, and in short, the foundational cell of development, the force of development, signs for development, stimuli for development, necessity for development, everything that has to do with development, he acquires at the degree of vegetatives. This, meaning the recognition of development, the awareness of development, the program itself, which he receives, that he implements. That's the degree of vegetative. Is it worthwhile to read again? Or? Yes? Read it.
Item 47. In the Partsuf Nefesh, which man, when... 47. In Partsuf Nefesh, which man, when attained through engaging in Torah and Mitzvot without the intention, there is already a point from the light of Ruach clothed in there. And when one strengthens and keeps Torah and Mitzvot with the desired aim to purify the vegetative part of his will to receive, and to that extent builds the point of Ruach into a Partsuf, and by performing the 248 positive Mitzvot with intention, the point extends through its 248 spiritual organs. And by observing the 365 negative mitzvot, the point expands through its 365 tenets.
The desires are new surrounding that point, meaning where does the point of vegetative come from within the still? Within the still, there's only the root for nullification at the degree of vegetative. in which he nullifies himself. He wants to nullify himself in an even higher degree, and now is ready to receive all the behaviors, let's say, of the Creator surrounding this point. According to this, he develops, fattens, supposedly, in 613 directions. But it all bases on that point of nullification of the Galgata Enaim, or from the point, from all of the degree of still towards the degree of vegetative. It's clear, yes? What?
Jumping a bit.
Not jumping, about what we spoke about.
Okay, it's about this, but when will we have to...
I don't know anything. Yes.
I didn't get the last sentence you talked about. The degree of the still toward the vegetative, what? How?
Sorry, I'm going to repeat myself. After I finished correcting myself at the degree of still totally in all 613 degrees, thoughts, intentions, yes? What happens? The opportunity is being revealed that I didn't think, I didn't dream about before. It's truly like that. We already see that all of a sudden something is discovered this way and it's open. The whole world is open, is revealed, an opportunity appears that all of a sudden I can connect all my previous degree towards this opportunity. Before it is revealed, I don't have any need to connect it. It's like when we see something higher, then everything that's happening now, it's one point. Compared to, towards. So now I do this inclusion about of the whole degree of still, and I include it, this inclusive degree, in the next degree, in vegetative. What am I integrated in vegetative? In what am I being born in vegetative? In me being able to now, of course, it's through the light which reforms, and also the sum of all the... by receiving the light which reforms, I am willing to nullify myself in all states in motion. Whatever will be, we'll still explain what motion is, what will be, and to receive. What does it mean in movement, in motion? After I'm not in motion, in movement. But when I nullify myself each and every time, then upon me, new forms dress upon me, which actually our movement. And this all stems from the nullification. Only my nullification now is not upon that same state that I'm in. Rather, the nullification is in that I do some approximation of the next state. I already have such an ability. Meaning, and all that the Creator will do will be for the good. And He will do in a very opposite manner than my desire is. So, this is called vegetative. Meaning, there is an addition of soul devotion towards the program. Think about the words, towards the program and not towards the state itself. And therefore, it is vegetative. About animate, we'll talk about later. It's difficult to say. It's to the power of, you know, so it's really hard to express. Yes. About the convention, of course. No?
The nullification, Rav, how does man come out of the nullification?
No. I've got a small mind. We don't study that way. We study what we're studying on the place. Two words for the time being, between these two words, so we don't lose ourselves. You see that at least there's some addition now. We went through this so many times, this introduction. I'm very satisfied that there's an inner expression. It was like labor pains, but now there's something to say. Now there is. It means that there are already new vessels in you. And?
Announcements. Sunday, World Unity Day on CAP TV. 5 p.m., virtual lesson with Dr. Lightman. 6:30, World Yeshivat Chaverim. And at 7, workshop. Unity Convention, the next level, this upcoming Friday, we're getting together for a Congress here in Petah Tikva with meals and lessons and activities. Let's rise together to the next level, 26th, 27th of April, our new home in Petah Tikva. Once we open the registration, we will inform you on our site. From me to we to one, dear friends, we're happy to invite you to the World Kabbalah Congress in the U.S., which will take place from Friday to Sunday, 10th to the 12th of May in New Jersey. For further details, kabbalah.info. Have a great day and a great night.
I'm on the path towards a goal I run, no time for rest. My journey's just begun, it's all uphill. No finish line inside, I'm low on fuel. And I can't see the light, I stop and pray. For the strength to go on, my mind says stop. But my heart is strong, suddenly he is by my side. Me. With his loving drive, he evokes this love I can't explain. And all I want is for him to attend. Yashar Ken, it is the only way. Yashar Ken, let's turn this night into day. Yashar Ken, I'm not turning back. Yashar Ken. Let's use this light to attack. We move on. The rain is coming down. The path is tough. But we hold each other up. It really slows us down. We're both so tired. He wants to turn around. We pray together for our strength. It is the only way. Yashaken. Let's turn this night into day. Yashaken. I'm not turning back. Yashaken. Let's use